South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor Diane Jackson from the Pier Fort Pier Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge is Paige Lexi Weber from Britain.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Join me in a spirit of prayer. God of power and might, wisdom and justice, through you authority is rightly administered. Laws are enacted and judgment is decreed. Assist with your spirit of counsel and fortitude the president, the governor, and other government leaders of these United States. May they always seek the ways of righteousness, justice, and mercy. Grant that they may be enabled by your powerful protection to lead our country with honesty and integrity. You govern your creation, O God, and bring it to perfection by the work of our hands. Hear the prayers of your people who ask for work that will enhance their human dignity and promote the upbuilding of your kingdom. Enable them to provide for those confided to their care, either by family ties or by charity we owe to one another for the betterment of human life. Guide our days. Bring us to where we are needed and help us to discern your will in the work offered this day. We pray as your humble servants. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll, please.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarten, Gruner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Curd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennard, Dreyer, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargan, Feichert, Feinstein, Frericks, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jensen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Romkema, Rounds, Russell, Schleckaway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Verschio, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that House Bill 1010 and 1011 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1008 be deferred to the 41st legislative day. Ryan P. Olson, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1090 do pass. House Bill 1091 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Carol A. Pitts, Chair. The Committee on Transportation respectfully reports that House Bill 1133 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Chantel Krebs, Chair. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports that House Bill 1004 do pass, House Bill 1001 do pass amended, House Bill 1126 be referred to the Committee on Transportation, House Bill 1120 be deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas J. Bruner, Chair. The Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that House Bill 1136 and 1139 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1117 and 1119 do pass amended. Mark Kirkaby, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1015, 1016, and 1083, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bill 1032, which has been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence in the amendments is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 130, 137, 51, 69, 70, 73, and 78, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Trudy Evanston, Secretary.
I'm going to take a minute here and introduce a group that's visiting with us in the white coats up here to my left. Your right, I believe it's the University of South Dakota medical students who are up at the Capitol today, and I believe they have a little stand set up down in the rotunda. And I'm also going to extend a personal privilege to myself and introduce an extremely good friend of mine who was a co-worker for many years and gives me great faith in the care that I will receive as I continue to get older, hopefully. Welcome, and thank you guys for coming up today, and I hope you learn something up here today as well. So thanks for coming. Please stand up. Representative Betty Olson.
Personal privilege.
Granted, ma'am.
I would like to direct your attention. Now, where did they go? Oh, there they are. To the two distinguished gentlemen sitting up above here, Doug Jurdy and Sam Marty. Please stand up, gentlemen. They are longtime volunteers of our local Storm Riva Fire Department, distinguished members of the community, and share with me an enthusiastic endorsement of our page, Gail Gabriel.
Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for coming up today. Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1004, urging Congress to reauthorize the State Children's Health Insurance Program. Representative Curd moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1004, as found on page 161 of the House Journal, be adopted.
The question being on Representative Curd's motion that HCR 1004 be adopted. Are there any remarks? Representative Curd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable colleagues. It is a pleasure to speak to you today to encourage your support and passage of House Concurrent Resolution 1004. The State Children's Health and Insurance Program is a good example of federal and state government working together for the betterment and well-being of our youngest collective citizens. In 2008 alone, the State Children's Health Insurance Program allowed and provided for the care of over 11,000 of South Dakota's children. I encourage you to join me in passing this concurrent resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Lederman. Yes, sir.
Specialty hospitals provide the only real competition in traditional hospitals, and they offer a real opportunity to improve quality. I urge everyone here to approve of this and pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, well, I kind of like this. It's the first I've seen of it. And I'm not one that thinks we should necessarily spend a lot of time advising other elected officials around the country or in the nation's capital on what to do. I think they have their own hands full. But I can assure you this, the Obama administration and the current Congress will support kids' programs and especially children's health programs. There's no question about that. The bigger question, I think, and it ties into this, is what will we do in this legislature for children, and specifically for children's health care and education? That's the question, and I kind of like this resolution because we're going to kind of get a nose count now of how people feel about children's health care, education, and other children's programs. This will be great. We'll have on record who's in favor of the programs because we've got a lot.
Representative, I'm not sure your remarks are germane to this motion, this resolution.
Are we on concurrent resolution 1004?
Yes, sir.
It's about children's, excuse me, Mr. Speaker, is it about children's health care?
It is, sir, but I believe I understand it to say that we're encouraging members of Congress to reauthorize the state's health insurance program.
I'll stick to the subject.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So we are encouraging Congress to support and continue the children's health program, which would include programs, I think, like Birth to Three, which we'll also be talking about in this session, and other Medicaid programs that are very important to children and families in South Dakota. So I urge you to support the resolution, and I urge you to continue to support children's health care all through this session. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on HCR 1004. Hearing no further remarks, question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Concurrent Resolution 1004. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, one nay.
House Concurrent Resolution 1004, having received a majority vote and the members elect, is hereby declared adopted. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is being correct.
House Concurrent Resolution 1005, an honor to honor and thank George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States of America. The Speaker has waived the committee referral. House Concurrent Resolution 1006 was read the first time, and it's encouraging all South Dakota schools to place a sufficient number of automated external defibrillators in their facilities, at their athletic fields, and their athletic staff, and to adopt a medical emergency response plan that includes AED use. This has been referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Representative Fain moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on Friday, January 30th, the 13th legislative day.
All those in favor of the Fain motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Fain moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1112, found on page 156, Judiciary, House Bill 1022, found on pages 157 and 158, and Commerce on House Bill 1026 is found on pages 159 and 160 of the House Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. Ladies and gentlemen in the gallery that are visiting here today, what we're doing is reading all the House bill titles in an open forum. Constitution states that we will do that. This is an efficiency measure. As you can see, today is our final day for unlimited bill drop, so there's a lot of bills going in. This gets us through this faster, and in this day and age of technology, you can certainly go look them up on the computer at any given time.
House Bill 1210, an act to revise certain provisions of administrative rules that establish a mileage allowance for the use of privately owned motor vehicles by state employees. House Bill 1211, an act to revise the time frame and requirements for certain alcoholic beverage licensees to provide an on-sale service of alcohol beverages on Sunday. House Bill 1212, an act to revise certain requirements of written contract documents for public improvements. House Bill 1213, an act to allow school districts to enter into group health insurance contracts that include dental and vision insurance, and to allow school districts to offer group life and group health insurance benefits to retired employees. House Bill 1214, an act to remove certain speed restrictions for certain vehicle hauling agricultural products or livestock. House Bill 1228, an act to require mopeds used on public highways to be titled and licensed as a motorcycle and to increase license fees for motorcycles. House Joint Resolution 1001, proposing submitting to the electors at the next general election a new section to Article 11 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota relating to the imposition of a corporate income tax.
House Bill 1227, act to increase license fees for certain non-commercial motorhomes and trailers.
Well, we have a quick break here. On behalf of representatives from District 13, 14, and 15, the Washington High School Student Newspaper Organization. Are those folks here from the Washington High School? In the back, stand up. Welcome. Thanks for coming up today. The Speaker assigns House Bill 1177 to State Affairs, 1178 to Education, 1179 to Health, 1180, 1181, 1182 to Education, 1183 to Appropriations, 1184 to State Affairs, 1185 to Appropriations, 1186 to Education, 1187 to State Affairs, 1188, 1199 Local Government, 1190 to Tax, 1191 to State Affairs, 1192, 1193 to Transportation, 1194, 1195 are going to Tax, 1196 Local Government, 1197 to Tax, 1198 to Education, 1199 State Affairs, 1200 and 1201 Appropriations, 1202 to Health, 1203 to Commerce, 1204 to Health, 1205 to Commerce, 1206 to Education, 1207, 1208 to Judiciary, 1209 State Affairs, 1210 Transportation, 1211 Local Government, 1212, 1213 to Commerce, 1214 Transportation, 1215 Tax, 1216, 1217, 1218 State Affairs, 1219 Commerce, 1220, 1221 Judiciary, 1222 Transportation, 1223 to Education, 1224 to Ag, 1225 Local Government, 1226 State Affairs, 1227, 1228 Transportation, and HJR 1001 to Tax. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 1, an act to clarify, repeal, update, make forms and style revisions to certain statutes related to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Senate Bill 31, an act to revise certain labeling requirements for gasoline or gasoline blends.
Speaker signs Senate Bill 1 to the Committee on Ag, Senate Bill 31 to Commerce, Senate Bill 37 to Judiciary, Senate Bill 51 and 69 to Ag, Senate Bill 70 to Judiciary, Senate Bill 73 to Health, Senate Bill 78 to the Committee on Judiciary. Consent calendar.
House Bill 1034, an act to revise certain provisions relating to earnings subject to garnishments.
House Bill 1034, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, question for South Dakota House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1034. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Mosier.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Like the members of the House to help me in welcoming a woman who has spent years working for our students and also for our universities, somebody that I'm happy to call a very good friend of mine, Miss Nancy McCarron.
Welcome. Representative Blake.
Personal privilege.
Granted, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my pleasure to introduce to you today the doctor of the day, Dr. Rod Perry. Dr. Perry is a lifelong resident of South Dakota. He's currently the dean of the Sanford School of Medicine at the University of South Dakota. This past September, during the South Dakota State Medical Association's annual meeting, Dr. Perry received a special presidential award recognizing his ongoing commitment to excellence both as a physician and as an educator. Dr. Perry is also past president of the South Dakota Medical Association and continues to be active in the association. He recently retired after more than 30 years of patient care in pulmonary medicine. Please welcome me and join me in welcoming my friend, Dr. Rod Perry.
Welcome, Dr. Perry. Thank you for coming, sir, and thank you for all you do.
Representative Hamill, Hunhoff, Iron Club, Turberville, and Vanderlande. Vanderlande votes aye. Hunhoff votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1034, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1066, an act to revise certain responsibilities of the Supreme Court regarding the Commission on Judicial Qualifications.
House Bill 1066, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1066. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Greenfield votes aye. Vanderlinde votes aye. Less votes aye. I will. Representative Kurt, Jensen, Lederman, and Wismer. Mr. Speaker, all members have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1066, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1110, an act to repeal certain provisions relating to limited liability for Y2K litigation.
House Bill 1110, having had its second readings up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question for our South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1110. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Greenfield votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1110, having received a majority vote, the members-elect is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1095, an act to include the improper influence of a real estate appraisal by a real estate licensee to the acts constituting unprofessional conduct.
House Bill 1095, having had its second readings of consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none. The question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1095. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Fain votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 69 yeas.
House Bill 1095, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none. Title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1100, an act to revise where business records of insurance producers may be maintained.
House Bill 1100, having had a second readings of consideration and final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none, the question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1100. All those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Clerk will lock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Payne votes aye. Representative Blake. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas.
House Bill 1100, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
Before we get on to the second reading of House bills, I would like to take this opportunity on behalf of the House of Representatives to thank all of our county officials that are here today for their meetings. We look forward to joining you this evening for a nice banquet. But on behalf of all of us, thank you for what you do and welcome to your state's capital. Please rise if you're here. Any county commissioners? Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1051, an act to make the sale or purchase of lawfully preserved and mounted fish an exception to the prohibition against the sale or purchase of fish taken from the waters of the state.
House Bill 1051, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Virtue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment at the desk, 1051RA, and I will address the bill and the amendment.
Representative Virtue, that is 1051. I have RTA. Or is it RA?
RA is the first, there are two amendments, yes.
Entitlement, RA, very good. Has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
Thank you. Has it been, would you like to move it at this time?
Yes, I would.
Okay, question then is House Bill 1051, Amendment RA, are there any remarks?
I would like to speak to the amendment and the bill, please.
Granted. Representative Virtue, the floor is yours.
Thank you. In the early days of statehood, a large number of statutes were enacted by the South Dakota legislature to curtail the commercialization and unrestricted take of wildlife resources. There are, in fact, numerous laws still in effect which prohibit the sale or purchase of fish and wildlife, including their parts. Over the years, there have been more specific provisions made in law to allow for the sale or purchase of the plumage or skins of pheasants, prairie chickens, sharp-tailed grouse, and Hungarian partridge. In addition, state law also authorizes the purchase or sale of the skins, heads, and antlers of big game animals. Current state law does not allow the sale or purchase of mounted fish, however. It has been brought to the attention of the staff of Game, Fish, and Parks that mounted fish have been offered for sale at a state and other types of auctions, as well as through for sale ads in the papers. In an effort to provide for consistency in state law and allow for the sale of or purchase of mounted fish, we bought HB 1051 for your consideration. While these proposed changes would allow for the sale or purchase of mounted fish, the statute would continue to prohibit the sale of fish taken from South Dakota waters, thereby protecting our fish resources from overexploitation and commercial take. And perhaps the biggest benefit of all of amending the statute would be to allow those anglers who lack the skill in catching big fish the opportunity to buy one from someone else and, of course, lie accordingly. We'll not mention any names, but you know who you are. The amendment addresses the removal of the word preserved fish. There was some concern that with the word preserved in there, someone might mistake that for frozen or canned or pickled fish.
Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
Are there any further remarks on 1051RA? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is Amendment RA. Those in favor of 1051RA will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Amendment is passed. We are now on House Bill 1051 as amended. Are there any remarks? Hearing no remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1051 as amended. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1051, having received the majority of the votes of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Is there any questions with the title? Representative Virtue.
I also have an amendment. 1051 RTA at the desk.
Has that been distributed?
Yes, sir.
Do you move it at this time?
I do.
Any remarks?
Only to say, sir, that it has just deleted the words preserved again.
Thank you. Any further remarks on the title amendment? Hearing none, all those in favor of the title amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The title is changed and deemed correct.
House Bill 1013, an act to revise certain provisions pertaining to the South Dakota retirement system, the South Dakota Deferred Compensation Plan, and the South Dakota Special Pay Retirement Program.
House Bill 1013, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Feinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A brief explanation prior to talking about House Bill 1013. The South Dakota retirement system is a wonderful program for state employees, public employees, and others. And what I just wanted, since this is the first bill to come before us this year, just make a brief explanation, is that if you're in a corporation or another entity and there's a retirement plan, you have a plan document.
How are you doing today?
For the South Dakota retirement system, our plan document is our codified laws and the administrative rules that go along with it. So what we have to do, whenever there's a change in the, quote, plan document, we have to amend the statutes or sometimes the administrative rules of the state. This House Bill 1013 is the first of two you're going to hear today, and it is one of those amendments to our state document, to our statutes. What 1013 does is it provides several changes in Chapter 312, 313, and 313A. And specifically, one of the reasons there are changes in retirement laws is we have federal laws that we have to comply with. And a couple of the sections we're going to refer to today do talk right directly to the federal law changes. Section 1 of this bill allows new units or groups that can come on board to be able to come on board quarterly instead of semiannually, and this is an enhanced service. Second section of this bill is allowing surviving spouses and non-spouse beneficiaries with the ability to request a lump sum payout. It also amends the statute to detail rollover payments that may be left to the system and taken to a higher refund upon reentering the system and reopen it. And this is part of the compliance with federal law, the Federal Protection Act of 2006. Section 3 of the bill wants to make it clear that a member who has redeposited a prior refund, somebody who has left the system and is coming back, that they're treated as though the member was never refunded, except for purposes of qualifying for survivor benefits. This is a clarification of our South Dakota retirement law. The fourth section of this bill allows in-service payouts to enrollees who choose to opt out of the program. If they were an automatic enrollee, they can choose to opt out within 90 days of participation. The current law limits a supplemental retirement plan payout until the member has terminated employment or is qualified for an unforeseeable emergency distribution. And again, this is clarification of current law. And the last section of this bill is another part of the compliance with the Pension Protection Act of 2006. And essentially what this does is it includes surviving spouses and the non-spouse beneficiaries we talked about a moment ago in permitted plan rollovers to qualified or eligible plans. It also amends the statute to state that the details of any rollover plan can be amended and maintained by the administrative rules. And with that, I ask for your yay vote on this measure. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1013. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. Steele's vote time.
Representative Sorensen. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1013, having received a majority of the votes of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1014, an act to revise certain restrictions on the purchase of certain credited service by members of the South Dakota Retirement System.
House Bill 1014, having received its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mrs. Speaker, and a little latitude on this, if I could please, to discuss a little bit about the retirement system itself.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, before I get into the talking points on House Bill 1014, I like to do what I would like to call a little bit of bragging about our South Dakota retirement system. Most of you are familiar with the South Dakota retirement system. We do have the committee, which I am chair of. We meet at the call of the chair. This year we dealt with three bills, and we're hearing two of them today. The other one met its demise up in committee. I just want to point out a few facts and just a few comments about the system itself this year. Presently, there are about 71,000 South Dakotans who are members of the South Dakota retirement system. Out of this, about 37,700 of them are active members. And out of the total 71,000, approximately 19,300 are currently collecting benefits. Let me get into a little bit about the benefits. These individuals are collecting benefits of about $298 million through the end of the 08 budget cycle. That is a lot of money going back into your communities, to your counties, communities, cities. We all know somebody who's probably a part of the retirement system, maybe collecting benefits. This system is one of the best in the country. I've been a member of the Committee for Retirement Laws now. This will be my seventh year. And every year we are just, when we get to our annual or our meetings outside of session, we talk about the funded status of the retirement system and where we rank amongst some of the others. South Dakota's retirement system is the envy of other states. We all know of what's happening across our country this year in the, with the investments. In July 1st of, or June 30th or July 1st of 08, when the funded status came out, we were at 105% of market value of our funded status. To be acceptable, you're talking at about 80%, which is good. We're at 105%. Currently, with the downfall in the market, we're still, and this changes day by day, but we're still at about 80% of the market value. We do have in place some thresholds, however. Should the system become or get into trouble, we hit some barriers, The retirement system is required by statute to make a report to the governor and to the legislature, at which time we can find things to do in the line of either a benefit cut or some difference in strategies to fix the problem. So our retirement system's in good hands. At the end of the fiscal year, June 30th, we'll be taking a look at the funded status at that time and make decisions should we need to make any. Today I bring you House Bill 1014. This bill passed out of the Retirement Laws Committee with a 5-0 vote, as did the previous bill. We wanted to bring these to the floor to give you members here a little discussion as to what is happening with the retirement system itself. But let me get into 1014. Federal law currently governing the South Dakota retirement system allows participants in public retirement plans to purchase up to 5 years service credit unrelated to specific work time. Currently, the system members face tighter restrictions than required under federal law. Prior to 2004, the South Dakota retirement system subsidized the purchase of all service, including this non-qualified permissive service, and thus incurred incremental cost to the plan for each purchase. Basically, we were losing money up until 2004. We made some changes in 2004, and since that time, there's been some federal changes. Thus, we bring the bill. Federal law does not restrict those non-qualified permissive service purchases. Only 5 years, and the benefit is only available if the member also has 5 years of regular service. This legislation complies with the federal law by allowing the purchase after the member has 5 years of credited service. Since all purchases are now priced at their actuarial cost, there is no additional cost to the system for these changes. So I'm asking for your support on House Bill 1014 and move it to the Senate. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1014. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Very good. Thanks for coming.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1014, having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions with the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1092, an act to regulate the practice of genetic counseling and to prohibit the practice of genetic counseling without a license.
House Bill 1092, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today I bring before you House Bill 1092, which regulates the practice of genetic counseling and prohibits the practice of genetic counseling without a license. In the past 60 years, we've gone from simply identifying DNA to mapping the entire human genome. A genetic counselor is a health professional with specialized graduate degrees and experience in the areas of medical genetics and counseling. They hold a master's degree in medical genetics from an accredited program and are board certified through the American Board of Genetic Counselors. They provide expertise in clinical genetics and communicate with patients and their healthcare provider on matters of clinical genetics and complexities of genetic disorders and testing. We currently have 3 practicing genetic counselors in the state. There are 2 facilities, one on the east side of the state and one on the west side, that are currently have openings for genetic counselors. At any given time in the future, they predict there will be no more than 12 genetic counselors in the state. You may ask yourself why we need to license genetic counselors. This bill will help to protect the public from untrained genetic counselors, provide an avenue for the oversight of the practice of genetic counseling, to help the public identify adequately trained genetic counselors and protect the public from unwarranted expenses from unnecessary genetic training. Testing, I'm sorry. This bill has 15 sections. I will not go through each one. I know you're sad. Thank you, though. First, it defines merely the profession and scope of practice of genetic counseling. Secondly, it establishes standards of education, certification, and continual educational training. It also establishes that other licensed healthcare professionals, i.e., medical physicians, who are practicing within their scope of practice, may engage of the practice of genetic counseling without being licensed in this chapter. It states that the licensed genetic counselor shall submit a report to the referring physician or healthcare provider on any services provided. And finally, it establishes that the South Dakota Board of Medical and Osteopathic Examiners will be the regulatory agency to administer licensing. Ladies and gentlemen, in this continually expanding, and this is daily, area of science, it is time to move forward in providing some structure for genetic counselors. I would ask for your favorable consideration and stand by for any questions. Thank you.
Are there any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1092. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and members shall proceed to vote. This is a two-thirds vote, as the fees paid for this will be not going to the general fund.
Representatives Berg, Russell, and Shrump. Representative Shrump.
Shrump both sides.
Sit on.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1092, having received a two-thirds majority of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions with the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1094, an act to require applicants for licensure as real estate brokers, broker associates, salespersons, property managers, residential retail agents, auctioneers, home inspectors, and timeshare agents, and such licensees who are the subject of a disciplinary investigation to submit to a state and federal criminal background check.
Easy for you to say.
House Bill 1094, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, House Bill 1094 deals with three categories of licensing. The first, realtors, the second, home inspectors, and thirdly, timeshare managers. And what this bill would seek to do would basically be to require that for each individual seeking a license in their respective one of those three categories would have to submit a fingerprint check, which would in turn lead to a possible check through the DCI and the FBI relative to any background information. If an individual is in disciplinary action in any of those three categories, the respective board can as well require fingerprint, DCI, and FBI inspection. This is good legislation. It's seeking to ensure that the people that deal with people licensed in this area are dealing with quality people, and that if there are problems, if there are criminal matters in their background, it will become known accordingly. I would appreciate your green light on 1094 and stand by for any questions you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration and passage of House Bill 1094. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. On behalf of Representatives Wismer and Frericks, we have the government class from Roslyn out of District 1 and their teacher, Carol Gajkowski. If they would please stand and be recognized and welcome to the House chambers.
Representative Boomgarden. Representative Boomgarden. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69.
House Bill 1094, having received a majority of two-thirds majority of the votes of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions with the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Announcements. Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's appropriations tomorrow at 8 a.m. for bill hearings. Come and join us. It should be fun.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder that after we adjourn today, that there is a meeting over in the SDA office right across the street. The speaker is Richard Sims, and he's an economist who will talk to us about the economics of education funding. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Feinstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At 3 o'clock, immediately after this session, the post-session Democratic meeting will be up in room 499, and we will make sure you get out in time for the 3:30 SDEA meeting. 499 for the Democrats. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For joint appropriations, we are going to continue with the Board of Regents hearing, hearing from Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, starting at about 3:30. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Representative Fain.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Just an announcement to the House State Affairs Committee members. We're going to delay the start of House State Affairs Committee tomorrow until 8 a.m. Just to leave a little more time for the governor's prayer breakfast tomorrow morning. So House State Affairs, please make a note, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning instead of 7:45. Thank you, Ms. Speaker.
Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.